Talk Live. We are launching into hour three of the program. You can bring up anything. If you dial 231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. As we continue here with your phone calls, we'll start things out with Dan in New Hampshire. Dan, who had something else he wanted to talk about here, so I'll hold you through. What's on your mind, Dan?
The whole business of a sex offender registry is bizarre to me. In my mind, there's no way that that's really going to help us in the long run. Yet, I mean, if they were really going to help us, I mean, if that was going to be of some benefit, you would only want people on there that were anywhere near likely to reoffend.
Yeah, but they put everybody on, exposed themselves.
Right. People would take a leak and then somebody happens to see their dinghy or, who knows what else. But, or some 17-year-old, 14-year-old, 15-year-old girl, sends her picture out, with her cell phone. This is just bizarre. And it just continues to perfectly show us that government can't handle this crap, and why people keep giving it over to them, I just don't know.
But they're calling for more, Dan. They want not only do they want to just give it over, they want them to take just rest control, like take more of our freedoms. We need more control. We need stricter punishments.
Well, the government indoctrination centers are doing a great job, I guess, huh?
That's true.
And so the other thing is, so here they are. They're going to completely dilute this sex offender thing, so nobody's going to be able to take it seriously anywhere down the road, that has half of a brain. It's just bizarre to me.
Well, the people that'll be taking it seriously are the people who are forced to be on it. I think they'll be taking it seriously because they're going to have to. Even though other people might not take it seriously, it won't stop the government from continuing to put people on the list and demanding that they, in some cases, give over their passwords, register where they are at all times, have restrictions where they can be on Halloween. You could just go down the laundry list of restrictions that are placed on the freedom of these people's lives, and that's not going to stop, and they should take that very seriously. Dan, thanks for the comments tonight and the thoughts. Good hearing from you at 800-259-9231 to the AMP line. Unscreen call. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello?
Officer Liberty. Good evening, gentlemen and lady.
Hey, Officer Liberty in Minnesota. What's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to chat with you guys about the privatization of police departments. Now, Ian, correct me if I'm wrong, but are you in favor of that or not?
I'm in favor of, I just don't like the term privatization, because when you use the term privatization, it suggests that the government is going to grant one of their buddies in industry, essentially a government monopoly over that particular product or service. So I personally wouldn't affiliate myself with that term. I do like the idea of marketize or volunteerize or consensualize the police department. Like, I don't have a problem with the idea of taking real criminals who are doing real violence and harm to other people and their property off the streets and having them pay restitution to their victims, and I wouldn't mind voluntarily contributing to a department that did something like that. But as long as the department is out there arresting kids for, taking nude photos of themselves and for smoking a joint, then no, I can't possibly want to support an organization like that. So give me an organization that's worthy of support, and I'll be happy to support it. And also allow me to choose an alternate organization, which is, again, bringing the marketplace to bear, whereas the term privatization just suggests that there will still be a monopoly provider, just that it'll be privately run instead of government run. So I'd like the opportunity to have choices in the marketplace of protection services and not be forced to pay for one provider.
Kind of what I was getting towards is, like, they have private security firms like Avalon, American Security Company, things like that.
Sure,
that's
Wacken
what
Hunt.
I'm getting at.
Right.
Is having just basically a civilian owned and operated police department that you could pay for or not at your will and have their services.
Sounds like a great step in the right direction. I'm all in favor of it.
Well, first I'd like the other two's opinion as well.
Well, I take a much
Mark and Julia.
I take
like
a much more.
In.
Thank you very much. I take a much more incremental approach than my partner does, and I think that If we're ever going to get to the world that Ian's talking about, we're not going to get there in the next two decades. So I'm not of the opinion that people should be talking about it. I think the police departments would be significantly better if we were to, reinstate the Fourth Amendment and get rid of the drug war.
Yeah, but that's not an answer to his question. He wants to know how you feel about privatizing police. Do you like the idea?
I'm willing to look at it in some other community.
Julia? Yeah,
I'm with Ian. I pretty much have the same views about private isn't really the right word, but privatize or
marketize.
Yeah, police.
Consensualize.
Yes.
Because just taking the one step of ending confiscatory taxation and funding just the government police department on a voluntary basis, that would be enough to really I'd be really satisfied with that, because then we wouldn't have to fund them for the awful things that they do. They wouldn't be able to get away with many of the terrible things that they get away with if people were to just simply able to say, oh, you guys are enforcing the stop sign rules? Now, that's okay. I don't need to be giving you guys any money because you're awful. No, you're cracking down on kids that have been drinking at age 20 or 18. Please stop, because I don't want to give you my money. And if people were able to actually just withhold money from the state, it would change the way the state police behave. I think that would be one step that we could take in the right direction. It would be a major step, and it doesn't require all the other stuff of opening up the market to competition, which I think would be the inevitable next step.
Here's the problem I think that arises from that, though, and as you guys are well aware, I'm pretty much with you on most of your views. I think the war on drugs is BS and needs to end tomorrow. The drinking age should either be lowered or abolished. I'm with you guys on all of that. And this would be something I would be with you on, but here's the problem I think that arises, is that if you stop paying your dues, would you then not receive police services? And if that is true, I see the problem arising. Like, a hospital can't deny anyone care. I just see too many problems arising if grandma trips and falls down the stairs.
You're not a hospital. As a government police officer, you are not a hospital, and you have no obligation to provide anybody with anything. Right now, when everyone is forced to pay for the government police service, you have no obligation to provide anyone with any police services. So right now, there's no obligation for you to do anything to help anyone. In the absence of those people paying, certainly you would still have no obligation to help them.
Okay, well, that may be your view, but I don't think that
that's the Supreme Court's view.
Long. I see something happening that, you know, like a Good Samaritan law, like you have to act, something like that.
The Supreme, no, it's not my view. It's your Supreme Court's view, the court that, you know, that controls the entire country and determines what is and what is not legal at the highest levels. The organization, it's part of the organization you belong to. They've ruled over and over again that the police have no obligation to provide anyone with any of the most, even the most basic rudimentary protection services. It's the fact. I mean, I don't know if they teach you that in cop shop, but that's true. And I've seen the cases.
Well, I think that needs to be repealed, but...
you believe the police should have an obligation to provide those services?
Absolutely. I believe that's what the department is for. If someone needs help, that's the job I signed up for.
I know, and that's what you signed up for. I know. And there are a lot of other cops that signed up for that, too. They want to help people. They want to do the right thing. They want to catch the bad guy. I know all of this. But the truth is, if you don't catch the bad guy and you don't do the right thing and you do something wrong, or you just ignore people or whatever it is, however the bad service is that we're talking about from the police, they have no liability for it, and the court cases have gone over and over again. And so I know you're saying that should change, but I'm telling you, it's not going to change. These cops like being insulated from any responsibility. I don't mean you. I mean the ones that are the administrative cops. They don't want to have their butts on the line. They don't want to have to actually be responsible for going out and saving people's lives, because then they'd be liable for it. And if they screwed up, as they've done so many times, they'd have to pay a price for that. And they don't want to be in that position, and where they are right now is exactly where they want to be. Thanks, Officer Liberty. Always good hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. There is no obligation to protect and serve. None whatsoever. We've seen it backed up in so many places. They can't deny it. It's Free Talk Live.
You're listening to the Midas Resources Minute.
This is Bob Chapman again at the International Forecaster. the defaults on U.S. bonds may be in our future. We don't know when, but the insurance on those futures of Treasury notes continues to increase. The loss, of course, in the meantime, is inflation. Most of the Treasury financing is short-term, and that's vulnerable.
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into a perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The situation is serious, but we don't see default yet, as government will print money and float more debt. The loss will be in the form of inflation. Most all the Treasury's financing is short-term, which is a very vulnerable position. In fact, recently the 30-year bond was reintroduced and will have a 7-year Treasury note, which we haven't seen since 1933. As we reported earlier, the other borrowers are being crowded out.
For a free copy of the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to The International Forecaster. That's 877-479-8178. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.
Do you suffer from aches and pains in your knees, arms, wrists, or elbows? Is it difficult to get out of bed in the morning because of joint stiffness? Have you been looking for a safe, natural alternative to help ease your pain? If so, you need to visit solartherm.ca. Solartherm, the pain care you wear, is a patented ceramic fiber support technology that holds in and reflects your own body heat, soothing those sore areas. Solartherm is extremely light and comfortable to wear and increases blood flow to the affected areas without the use of toxic chemicals. Imagine being able to finally relieve the aches and pains in your elbows, knees, wrists, back, and more. So forget about messy creams that have an unpleasant smell. Try Solartherm, the pain care you wear. Call them today at 1-877-747-6664. That's 1-877-747-6664. Or visit them online at solartherm.ca. That's solar, T-H-E-R-M, solartherm.ca.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's T-O-B-E-Natural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, your show. You dial toll-free, bring up anything, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Features are completely free, so enjoy those, including the bulletin board system. Got over 450,000 posts, lots to surf around through, from serious issues to fun stuff. You find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
12 one-week-long seminars at locations across the country. That's Chicago, Boston, Berkeley, Philadelphia, D.C., and more. Participation is free, and the Institute for Humane Studies provides housing and meals. The IHS offers seminars for people across the spectrum, from those simply curious about libertarian perspective to those extremely passionate about liberty. You can go to libertarianseminars.com and register today. The deadline is March the 31st. This is these are seminars for college-age individuals over the summer, and you'll get lots of good networking out of it. Libertarianseminars.com.
All right, we continue with your phone calls about whatever you want. Drew is in Tennessee. Drew, you're on free.
Hey there, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind? Doing great.
Have you guys heard about Ryan Motes, the NFL player from Houston, Texas, not being able to see his dying mother-in-law?
I've got the story right here.
What's going on? What's all about?
Oh, it's pretty crazy. Like, he's going to see his dying mother-in-law. She was literally on her deathbed at the hospital. And in the process, he slowed down to a red light or stopped for it and ran it eventually because it wasn't changing. And a cop followed him all the way to the hospital and then proceeded to hold him up for about 15 minutes, I believe it was. Go through questions and paperwork when all he needed to do was just, you know, walk with him inside the hospital.
And his mother-in-law was actually dying at that moment, so was the 15 minutes enough for to allow her to die, or what happened with her?
From what I read, it was not, and she was dead by the time they were done with everything.
Wow. Well, you know, hey, the paperwork needs to be adhered to. The rules need to be followed. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. Blah, 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 blah.
I don't think he did any paperwork. I think he just hassled the guy for 15 minutes. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's what he was doing the whole time. And he played the game that they tend to play in the power role where they say, hey, you know, if you don't go easy, I'm going to make this a bad night for you.
That's what they do. I mean, they've got all the power they need, and as we pointed out with Officer Liberty a moment ago, no accountability whatsoever. So they can do what they want, and if you don't like it, screw you. You have to pay next year anyway.
It's really a miserable system, because if you're going to have a set of defined laws, if you're going to have a police force, they need to be defined. You can't just have random judgment given to somebody that they can take advantage of.
The cops don't even know the laws. I mean, they admit to not knowing the laws, and how could they?
Yeah, it's really a ridiculous system.
No doubt about it, Drew. Any other thoughts?
That's all I had to say.
Thanks for the call. Good hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Dennis in New Hampshire on the Amp Line.
Greetings, folks.
Hey, it's Dennis from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance.
Yes, sir. So I wanted to talk about recording cops.
Yes.
I know you guys have been talking about... That's hilarious.
No, you have this kind of evil laugh after you, and it was funny.
So you guys have been talking about the issue of police officers and how they don't sometimes like to be recorded, and they don't like to be recorded, so they pick people up and charge them with a felony and take them down to the police office down there.
Luckily, it hasn't really happened too often around here in Keene, New Hampshire, but things like that have been known to occur in New Hampshire and
elsewhere around the world. I mean,
certainly around the world
and around the United States. It's a terrorist act to photograph a cop.
They've arrested news media. Actually, I guess they did do that here in New Hampshire. There was the court bailiffs that arrested Dave Ridley here in Keene, actually. They arrested Ridley from the Ridley Report at ridleyreport.com for recording in the lobby of the courthouse here. So I guess technically, are the bailiffs considered the police?
Oh, yeah, you bet.
Okay.
So we did have a pretty good victory on that score just yesterday. So there was a bill that was put in by one of the free staters in the legislature that said that a citizen has the right to record an on-duty police officer, provided that he notifies the officer that he's being recorded. That simple. Boom, boom. Right?
Great.
You'd think that would be easy.
You'd think.
So, of course, that went to the committee, the Criminal Justice and Public Safety Committee, which is the committee that if you're a cop or a former cop, they put you on that committee.
Great.
So, big surprise, the committee full of cops said, you know what, this is not a good idea.
We could have people photographing cops doing bad things, and we don't need that.
We've got to protect our brothers.
You know, they could be, this is their favorite, this is the one that they could be going undercover, or they could be undercover, they could be going undercover sometime in the future, so therefore, we can't have their picture out there, otherwise the criminals that they'll be dealing with when they're undercover will recognize them and kill them. You are putting these people's families at risk.
Excuse. This was an actual lame excuse that the cops there surrendered up. They said, well, if the cop stops you in your car and you go and you reach for your tape recorder and the cop doesn't know what you're doing,
someone could get shot.
They think you're reaching for a gun.
They might.
And you don't want that.
Cops are on edge, man. They believe that everyone they're dealing with is potentially a violent criminal, and there certainly have been. I think that's a real possibility that the cop could very well shoot someone who was reaching for a camcorder.
Oh, yeah. Let them see your hands at all times.
Anytime you're dealing anytime you're dealing with an armed man on a power trip, you want to be very careful with what you're reaching for. And it doesn't matter whether it's your billfold with your driver's license in it or whatever.
Preferably, you should have your camera out by the time the cop arrives at your window. I mean, you do have a window of time between when you get pulled over and when that cop actually approaches the window. You should, if you're going to record that stop or that scene, you should have your camera out by that time, in my opinion.
That's right. So this bill that came out of the committee of cops that said this is not a good idea did go to the full legislature.
Mm-hmm.
It got voted on, as every bill does in New Hampshire, by the full legislature, and they managed to do something that doesn't happen too often. They overturned the committee's recommendation, and it passed the House of Representatives.
Great.
Which I think is so cool. I mean,
I agree. That's good news.
This is legislation sponsored by a free stater.
Now, does this really change anything, Dennis? It just seems to be more of a clarification because there are some people who would say, and I'd be one of them, that you could record the cops before anyway as long as you notified them they were being recorded.
Do the cops think that?
I guess it depends on which cop you ask. Obviously, the guy that arrested Cooper Travis, one of the activists up here, did not think that. But at the same time, they actually didn't charge him with anything. So who knows?
Yeah, the fact is that they were using this law, and they're still using this law, as muscle, as a club to beat people over the head, as an intimidation tactic. And it's not a law yet. It still has to go before the Senate, and then the governor has to okay it. So there's still a slog involved.
Yeah, it's going to be tough to get that past the governor because he's part of the police. I mean, he's the executive branch, so essentially they work for him. He's going to be pressured pretty heavy.
The governor right now in New Hampshire, I like to say that he's like the guys that win in the reality shows. What he does is he smiles a lot and he's quiet, and his whole tactic is he tries not to piss people off.
I saw him actually getting photographed with the medical marijuana people the other day. I don't know if that was you that posted that, Dennis, but the governor in New Hampshire, who has voted down or who has promised to vote down marijuana decrim in the past, is now buddying up with the medical marijuana advocates out there. So it's looking pretty positive, like he might actually sign this medical marijuana provision that passed a few days ago. Dennis, I actually had a question for you, so I'm going to bring you back here if you've got time, do you?
Cool.
Hang on, 800-259-9231. The Free Staters, of course, are moving into New Hampshire every month. There are new people moving in here, if not every single week, especially during the springtime. But they're moving in, they're getting active, and obviously Dennis is kind of clued in and connected to the political scene. There's a really interesting idea that I want to run by him that some of them are talking about for the upcoming election. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow Dirt Sheep superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live is your show, and you can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Got a lot of features. We give them all away, including archives going back for an entire year. Enjoy them free at freetalklive.com. And the world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. It's fun for the whole family with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and 800 tables showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. Opens at 9 a.m., $10 per person. KNOBCreekRange.com. That's KnobCreekRange.com. As we continue here, going back to Dennis, he is one of the folks involved with the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance here in New Hampshire. And, of course, we talk a lot about the Free State Project on this show, inviting people to join us in New Hampshire in order to get active for liberty in our lifetimes. If you love freedom, this is the place to be. And the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is a really great example of an organization that essentially owes itself to the Free Staters and the influx of liberty-loving individuals that have moved to New Hampshire and gotten active. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance certainly would not exist were it not for the tremendous activists that have been moving into the state. And you guys are doing some work, Dennis, that is really just absolutely unheard of on the political scene. You literally have hundreds of volunteers vetting every single piece of legislation that comes up to a vote. You vet the legislation and you look at it and you say, okay, well, what's the proper pro-liberty vote on this? And you come out with a recommendation on a lot of these. You then print that out and you put it in front of the so-called representatives. You put out what you call the gold standard, which is a gold-colored sheet of paper that has voting recommendations on it. You hand it out to these guys. So essentially you give them a liberty guide with which to operate by should they find that of use. And they should, because the liberty activists are people they want on their campaigns the next time they get elected, because you don't want to have the Free Staters working against your reelection. Dennis, have I said anything incorrectly?
No, and if there's one thing I would say that's really sets New Hampshire apart, it's that not only is all that happening, but you have New Hampshire Liberty Alliance members in the state legislature.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
We're not just out there saying, please vote this way. We're saying, hey, we're in.
Yeah, as you said, there was somebody who had introduced a piece of legislation recently. Now, in New Hampshire, in order to run for the state house, this is one of the reasons why New Hampshire was chosen as part of for the Free State Project as the destination state, was because the political system is so much more accessible here than it is in other places. For instance, running a New Hampshire state house campaign can cost as little as $500. It's very small districts. There are over 400 members of the New Hampshire State House. So that divvies up to over 1.4 million population. That divvies up to a relatively small amount of people that need to be campaigned to in order to win these elections. And so the political scene here is much more pliable, much more workable than it is anywhere else. And I'm somebody who doesn't think that politics is the best route to success for liberty. But I think that at least here in New Hampshire, the political scene is actually an option. I think it's something that is should still be on the table for activists. And you guys are doing a great job with it over at nhliberty.org. Now, my question for you, Dennis, I wanted to run an idea by you. I don't know if you've heard this one yet, but some of the activists here in the Keene area, which sort of has a reputation for being apolitical, and I think that's starting to change a bit as many of the voluntarists decide to throw their hat into the ring or possibly throw some wrenches into the gears of the state here. What has been proposed is that in the 2010 election season, that basically what happens over in Keene, New Hampshire, every election season for the state house is the same seven people run for the seats, and they all get elected because seven people have to get elected, and so they are the ones that run, and they get in, and nobody even has to really run a campaign. So the idea was, and I believe it was actually suggested by the president of the Free State Project himself, Maren Swearingen, who happens to live in Keene. The suggestion was that everybody throw their hat into the ring in the Democrat race because Democrats always win in Keene. And so all these free staters that are here and that have been here for at least 2 years would throw their hat into the ring for these upcoming positions for this New Hampshire State House. And therefore, on the primary ballot for the Democrats, for the first time in a long time, there is actually going to be competition. And if we throw enough names into the race, there's a good chance that people not knowing who to vote for, right? How many people go and vote and actually know who's running for state representative? I think there's a decent amount of people that just don't know.
And yeah, they just vote either D's or R's.
Right, they'll pick a name because they like the name. So we could get all these people to throw their hat into the ring and get them on the ballot potentially. And I don't know if it's this way for the state, where if you register first, you get on the list first. That way. So we could have them all show up early, bright and early on the morning that they're supposed to throw to submit their registration for the election, and essentially stack the ballot with like seven or eight names that are basically liberty lovers running as Democrats. And even if the actual status Democrats want to win, they'll have to campaign. They'll have to spend money to differentiate themselves. They'll have to actually get out there, spend time and effort and money on actually winning these offices, which they haven't had to do in the past. So worst case, the Democrats have to spend money to win in Keene. Best case, some free staters and liberty lovers get actually elected to state house. And even if they don't go, even if they're total voluntarists and they can't actually, you know, they can't even bring themselves to go to the state house, just staying home would be a positive move for liberty in New Hampshire, because the so-called reps in the Keene area are all like F's or constitutional threats. You guys at the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance actually rate these guys on a yearly basis based on how they vote. The so-called reps here in Keene are just the worst of the worst. So having the reps not even show would be better than having the bad guys actually show up and vote negatively, don't you think?
Let me put it this way. I will help this effort any way I can. This is beautiful. And I'll tell you what, this is going to have an effect, a real effect. As far as the ballot goes, my understanding is it's some weird system based on last names, K through Z, or something kind of randomized. So don't worry about that. Don't just throw a name on there. What I would recommend to these people is run hard.
Oh, I believe that's going to happen. I think Andrew Carroll, who has kind of made a name for himself as being the marijuana disobedience activist in New Hampshire, is tossing around the idea of running a serious campaign. So I think you're going to have probably that going on, and then you probably will also have paper candidates as well, just to flush out the list of choices.
Even paper candidates are great. Get your guys out there. Get your names out there. Be writing the letters to the editor. Be knocking on the doors. Be going to the candidates' nights and debating the issues as principled as you can. And I would say, as I like to call myself an anarcho-capitalist because I'm an anarchist and a capitalist, there's nothing wrong with going to the state house and pulling a Ron Paul and voting no on everything. You bet. You voice an opinion. You don't just not show up. Stand there and actively oppose every single act that the state would do. You do it. Get up on the floor of the House and make that voluntarist speech and tell it to the 400, well, the other 399 people who are going to be making those decisions. You have the floor, baby. Do it.
Very good, Dennis. I just figured I'd run that by you, see if you had any objections, because you're kind of the guy that's...
Objections? Are you you kidding me? Sign me up. I will be donating money. If I can get out of the house, I will be donating time.
All right, great, Dennis. Good to know. And keep up the great work out there, nhliberty.org. So this ties into something I was talking about last night about how when you have the actual activist count, when you have a decent amount of people doing activism, all kinds of opportunities open up that have never been present before for this liberty movement. I mean, if where you are at right now, if you're not in New Hampshire, if where you are, you barely know a handful of other liberty-minded people, and a fraction of that handful is actually willing to do anything about it beyond have like a weekly meeting at Bennigan's, sit around and talk about the issues. If you've actually got somebody that's willing to do something, it's very, very it's a very small amount of people. Here in New Hampshire, people are looking for things to do. There's so much to do. There are always new things being created. And that's because the amount of people is so large here in comparison to elsewhere. The amount of activists here is very large in comparison to activism elsewhere. And there are more coming. So this is another example of the opportunities and the ideas that get generated because activists are hanging around and socializing with other activists, and they're building off of one another's ideas. They're brainstorming together. And this would not have been possible in Sarasota, Florida, where we come from, Mark.
There's no way. I mean, there's no, to me, there was no point in being involved in the local government in you know, Sarasota, Florida. And if there was, the state government was so oppressive that you know, what was the point in being involved locally? All you could do was be more oppressive. Ugh.
Toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Only moments remain. Just enough time. Slip your call in and talk to you about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt expert system has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
What I'm about to read is not intended to scare you, but the LA Times just reported that unemployment will exceed record 1945 levels. Millions are about to find themselves out of work. Will you? Look, I say this not to scare you, but to empower and motivate you to make a choice. You can sit around waiting for the worst to happen, or you can go to IncomeAtHome45.com right now and take control of your future. IncomeAtHome45.com is adding people in record numbers. They're looking for you. They're connected to a multi-billion dollar company, and again, they're looking for you. IncomeAtHome45.com is the way real people just like you are earning life-changing money from home, even in their spare time. And I love this. They even provide you with a work-from-home personal coach to help you succeed. Quit worrying about losing your job when you can make serious money from home. And listen, Income at Home is giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome45.com. That's IncomeAtHome45.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your call. If you make it now, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like the show, you can support us by becoming an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations across the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and helping expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. If you want to join that program, you get access to perks like the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to Bill in Georgia, your phone calls are what the show
is. Hello, sir. It's good to hear your voices.
Sorry,
I have to mention that Benjamin Franklin said the greatest danger to this country were the bankers.
He said, slow down a little bit. The greatest what? Yeah. Go ahead.
Benjamin Franklin, in his talks to the Continental Congress, stated that the banking industries were the biggest danger to this country. You know, and he mentioned that in 200 years, if they weren't curtailed, the banking industry taking over America, we would lose the country.
I think that was a Thomas Jefferson quote, but maybe they both said something similar.
Likely they all, most of the founding fathers said something like this. I agree with him.
Yes. Another thing, too, is we're in this country right now, we're under something called strategic analysis. That means there's no gut feelings, no emotions. We're not under a country under God. I'm sure all of you, I know I do, believe in God.
No gut feelings, no emotions. I don't understand what you're getting at.
Okay, well, strategic analysis dictates in issues involving the security of the country that a band of scholars go behind closed doors and discuss what's good for us and what's bad for us. And they decide that we shouldn't be told something. It's called strategic analysis. This is very real. And just one brief more point. There's a professor.
I'm sorry. It can be very difficult to understand what you're saying. Yes. It's as though the words you're speaking are running together. So
yeah,
you're
sorry,
saying that.
From, but there is a Brookings Institute in Washington, D.C. It's a think tank that advises the president and our military forces. And I would suggest that people check into that very carefully.
All right, let me see if I understand what you're saying. Are you saying that government, in your opinion, should be run by emotion as opposed to logic?
The government should be run by the people. The basic of democracy is mulling, chewing over information. And whenever
the basic
people,
what of democracy is what?
Democracy is taking issues and chewing, so to speak, talking over the issues, getting different ideas from different places. You know, the farmer, the baker, the housewife, they all have input in the situation.
Yeah, and it really doesn't even matter what people think. Democracy, in my opinion, is a crappy deal. It's basically mob rule. It's two wolves and a sheep deciding on dinner. And I don't care if they decide based on their emotions, and I don't care if they decide based on a logical analysis of if that sheep is going to be tasty or not. The truth is about democracy is that it's mob rule. Any way you slice it. And
okay,
I oppose that, sir.
Okay. Well, yes, I'm saying one more brief thing, if I can mention that. If we have free energy, discovered in the next few years, it'd be a tremendous godsend for this country. And sure. One more.
Be great for the whole world, actually.
Yes. One other thing, if I can mention to you, this will make people happy to hear this, that Rodell's book is called, gardening book. They point out that anybody can grow over 150 bushels of potatoes per acre. Please check into that right now, too, if you would, if you get a chance, okay?
Potatoes are easy to grow.
There you go. Thanks for the call, 800-259-9231. That was his most coherent call ever.
My good. My renter, that sort of lives at my house sometimes.
Your director of security.
Yeah, my director of security. He planted some things called Jerusalem artichokes or something like that. He called them last year, and they've become ripe, I guess. And, mm-hmm. and he pulls one out of the ground every now and then. And darn, those things are tasty. And you don't do anything; you just stick them in the ground, and off
sweet.
They go.
So, and you guys are doing the tomato thing, too.
They're kind of starchy.
You guys are doing the tomato growing in the baskets or something like that.
Yeah, if you're going to grow anything, grow some tomatoes at your house, because the things that you get at the grocery store taste like crap.
All right, we continue here with your calls and talk to Rich in North Carolina. Rich, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, gang.
Hey.
I'm still on a farm here in North Carolina, perhaps a different one from the last time I called, but I had an interesting experience in mid-February.
Okay.
On this particular farm, we've got various animals and vegetables. And the pigs are what I would call free-range pigs. They've got lots of space to wander about in. And one time I was out there fixing the fence, and I overheard one pig say to another, "What do you mean we're not free? You know what it's like on other pig farms?" And, of course, the analogy was rather startling. I see Americans waving their flags on the 4th of July and talking about how free we are and how we're over in other countries fighting for freedom. And as one person pointed out to me, freedom isn't relative. Either you are free or you are a slave. And as soon as you start having to ask permission to exercise rights, you're a slave.
I'd say you nailed it, or those pigs nailed it. Either way. Any other thoughts, Rich?
That's it for now.
Thanks for the call, dude. Always appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Julia, tell me what's happening in California.
Okay, well, I found this story. It's not particularly interesting or long or anything.
No, it's not interesting, so I guess we shouldn't talk about it. Okay, what is it? Because I thought it was interesting.
It's interesting. I just mean, it's not particularly a humorous article or anything like that. It's short and brief, to the point. But it just caught my eye because it's so ludicrous. I'm still trying to figure out if it's real or not. I think it is. But anyway, the California legislature is considering regulating the color of cars.
I saw this article. It's hilarious.
So it is real? Because I thought it might have been
a joke.
Come on,
this is totally California. I mean, this is so...
This is not a joke.
It says California all over
it. To reduce energy requirements to cool them. This is a presentation...
energy that I pay for.
Well, what I don't understand is people seem to have this idea that we're going to run out of energy. And isn't energy neither created nor destroyed?
Didn't we learn that in thermodynamic law.
Science class?
Well, they're convinced. They're convinced that the only energy that you can get is from fossil fuels, and that we must be running out of fossil fuels because they're made out of dead dinosaurs, and so therefore we should conserve the fossil fuels so that our children have dead dinosaurs to burn. However, energy doesn't necessarily come from fossil fuels. And fossil fuels, it really hasn't been proven one way or the other whether or not they come from dead dinosaurs. So there you have two, assumptions that are not, they're just not solid.
Are they just worried that eventually the energy will change form into a form that the marketplace can't figure out how to extract it from? I mean, come on. What you were talking about earlier, Julia, is the first law of thermodynamics, which states that energy can be transformed, but it can be neither created nor destroyed. So
we're not running out of energy. They say the problem isn't the color, but the reflectivity of the paint overall, and dark colors just don't reflect well, so they are out. Jet black remains an issue, says the report. Anyone who has ever entered a very hot car knows that it can be cooled down immediately by driving a few feet with the windows open, effectively neutralizing any color-caused heat issues before engaging the air conditioning. But whatever, black is evil.
Right. Now this is, also, California is a rather long state, so there are, there are hot portions, and there are cooler portions.
Right.
When I was in San Francisco, the advice was to dress in layers. So therefore,
black,
there was times it was rather chilly. A black car could help heat the car and therefore keep you, you know, make you more comfortable when you got in. And this is nonsense. It's a few degrees, right?
Right.
It heats you when you got in, and it wouldn't require as much energy to heat the car up. That's not exactly true. Most heat comes from the engine.
He ends the article with, and you thought that black Toyota Prius made you such a good person. Think again, you tree-hating energy slob.
Yeah, what's next before, I mean, they're starting with black, but...
Dark blue.
Dark blue, they're going to go after that. Anything that's
brown.
Darkish, are they going to have a scale? They're going to hold it up to every car that comes into the state to make sure that it's not too dark of a car?
What if you already have a black car? Do you get grandfathered in? Or do you have
that's
to get rid of your
I,
black car,
yeah.
or do you have to paint it? Are there going to be requirements?
Right.
This is crazy.
Maybe they
my
can give you a welfare check.
My understanding is that no cars after 2012, if this passes, and I don't think it's entirely ready to go, no cars after 2012 could be painted black.
Now, if the world is really being destroyed by
black
mankind,
is this really going to
stop it?
Is it in 2012 that that's going to happen, though?
The world being destroyed?
Yeah.
Possibly.
That's one of the most recent predictions, right?
Right.
I mean, so why are they even bothering this stupid legislation?
They're just trying, Mark. They're trying to do something. I mean, if you think the world is on a path to destruction, do you really believe that preventing people from buying black cars
that's
is going to
be the changing
something?
Factor?
Yeah.
Man, we were almost at our end until we stopped making those black cars. And then
right.
after that...
I want to know who did the study, right? Who did the study that said, well... We could save X and X number of million watts a year.
Gas. Wouldn't it be gallons of gas that you'd be saving, basically?
I guess.
That's what you're burning to power the air conditioner.
Right. This is how many fewer gallons of gas we could conserve in the state of California if we just got rid of black cars and changed everybody. See, this is the thing. It's so silly. I guess you're assuming the black cars disappear if you're doing this study, but people who want black cars are likely to just buy a dark blue car.
Yep. All right. Well, we're done. It's been Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Back tomorrow night for the live Saturday edition of the program. We'll see you then and online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.